In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Virgin most faithful, Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We see in the Gospels some very important points. First of all, that our Lord shows forth the aspects of a glorified body. Here we he and also to show that he had truly risen in a physical body. For he appears out of nowhere. You know, he appears in the upper room after disappearing from the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He gets back there while they're recounting their story, and he appears all of a sudden, peace be with you. He appears suddenly through passing through closed doors, you know, traveling at the speed of thought, the will that he wants to be there, he's there. And then he wants to convince them that yet he has still a physical body, and he shows them his hands and his feet. He gives them evidence that he has still, you know, the flesh and bones, and shows them his wounds in his hands and feet. Further evidence to show that he has the body that he had on the cross that suffered for them. And then he asks them for a piece of food to show that, you know, he's not a ghost, because ghosts don't need to eat, don't eat. They can't consume something physical. So he is giving us evidence here to his disciples, to the apostles, of his resurrection. And of course, then he goes on to give them explanation, which we see St. Peter took that very much to heart, for he makes that very much a part of his preaching in the early days of the church. The evidence and the proof that our Lord rose from the dead, and then also he explains the scriptural passages. He is doing what our Lord did on this very day on Easter, when he explained to them the scriptures. He opened their minds, just as he did the disciples on the road to Emmaus. For the Jews had this gift of prophecy, which was to prepare them for this day. Many of the Jews lost that belief, or they didn't take that seriously by the time our Lord came. But those who did, those who were still had the faith of in the old covenant, many of them were able to see the clarity of how our Lord fulfilled these things and came to believe, and that the early church, the first members of the early church, were formed from the Jews who had this preparation. But then quickly, of course, the Holy Spirit didn't waste much time in taking then the message to the Gentiles and proving to them through more miraculous nature, because they didn't have the gift of prophecy, so that, you know, St. Peter and the early apostles worked many miracles to convince the people of the truth of what they were preaching. And of course, even for the Jews, he still worked miracles. Of course, the man who was lame, who was healed through the power and the holy name of Jesus, invoking his holy name, shows us, you know, what great reverence we ought to have for the name of Jesus, and that it is the most powerful name of the Son of God, our Lord and Savior. So today in this Easter octave, you know, let us praise and thank our Lord for all the things that he has done to prove his resurrection to the early church, and through their testimony to us, that we are here, of course, in the breaking of the bread. And as they saw Jesus on the road to Emmaus in the breaking of the bread, we too have that gift of faith to see him in the breaking of the bread in the Holy Eucharist, that our Lord is truly with us as he is. We're here in that upper room. Our Lord is with us. He will come to us in that very intimate moment of Holy Communion. So let us truly appreciate that moment and savor every moment that our Lord is with us, and truly ask him to bless us and to grant us all the graces that he wishes to bestow upon us in his visitation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.